Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 70 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly clear. 70 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly clear. 70 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly clear. 70 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly clear. 70 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0600 hours. Partly cloudy. 68 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly sunny. 70 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0800 hours. Partly sunny. 72 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 3 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 1000 hours. Showers. 75 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Updated weather. Special weather statement. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Special weather statement. KADAC. Repeater. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Special weather statement. Good morning. 1100 hours. 75 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Special weather statement. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. special weather statement. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Rain. 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Special weather statement. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Special weather statement. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Special weather statement. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KCHTWJ listening.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 79 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 82 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 84 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile. KC8YVF mobile. KC8YVF mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Updated weather. Special weather statement.
This is KC8YVF Saginaw County Skywarn. Stand by.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is KCYVF. National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement for Saginaw County. Strong thunderstorms will impact Dan, Northern Saginaw, and Midland County from 6:30 p.m. 531, Doppler radar was tracking a strong thunderstorm capable of producing landslides along the line in extending from near Leadwood to Midland. Near Breckenridge, wind is 25. Wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour from the side field. The radar indicated impact, minor damage to objects and obstacles. Gusty winds can knock down tree limbs and blow around unsecured objects. City is 505, Essexville is 615. Other impacted from the storm include LaForte, Gabriel, Gordonville, Bombay, Porter Township, Trump, Poseyboro, Poseyville, Willard, Bay City State, Recreation Area, and Indian Town. Also be aware that Bay County, Southern Bay County is currently under a tornado warning. The tornado warning for Bay County, Southern Bay County. If you're in Northern Saginaw County, be aware of this tornado warning for Southern Bay County. This is KCHYPF Saginaw County Skywalk.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Special weather statement. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 84 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF from KF8EDQ, you in there, Ron? This is KC8YVF. Yeah, thanks, Ron. Just started raining at my house, so I'm watching out the window here, and it's got real dark. My neighbors just came home from up north. They said that storm was raining real hard. I followed them all the way here, and I can't remember if they said there was hail or whatever, but I wanted to ask you a question about Mastastic, actually. I don't know if this is a good time or not.
Yeah, go right ahead. We're not under any watches or warnings, so.
Right on. So the other day, my Mesh-tastic device got a signal from one of your Mesh-tastic devices. I saw it on my screen there, and I think I sent you a message to the node, but I'm not sure. I don't know if you got it, or I'm not entirely sure how it works yet. But I was wondering if you could also see my KF8EDQ node on there.
All right, let me log into the home one and let's see what I see. So stand by.
Special weather statement.
KF8EDQ, WDAKLL.
You found me. You found me, Greg. How do you, what, you got to get on high power to reach it?
Honestly, it's the first time I keyed up. Yeah, I'm at 50 watts, so I don't know how you're hitting it or how I'm coming in.
Yeah, you're actually coming in crystal clear. I believe this repeater has several receivers around it, so the reception is very, very good.
Okay, yeah, good. Good deal. Just thought I'd reach out, see if I could touch you.
Roger that. Well, message received. I'm sure we'll talk again, and make sure and program that frequency in your radio there. This is KF8EDQ, and I'll be continuing to stand by for a Mesh-tastic report, possibly.
Okay, Mike, WDAKLL, I'll be clear.
Yeah, Mike, this is Ron, KC8YDF. I checked my home station and did not receive a message through that one. Let me check my portable, because that one was on at periodic times as well. I do have a home station, which is AC8YVF or YVFH, which is my home station that stays online all of the time. That's up at Copy, our antenna's up about 16 feet here at the house. It's an outdoor node on the back of the house up on my chimney. So I didn't get one from that one, but let me check my other one just a moment.
Roger that, Ron. I think it was the node that I saw. It's KC8YVF1. KC8YVF1, and the user is YVF1. It's saying two hops connected last 6 days ago.
Yeah, YBF1 is one of my portables. I've got three portables, one home unit, one mobile unit. So let me check that one. Okay, yeah, you did show up on the node list. Don't see anything, at least right now, that one is on, but I got a KF-80DQ that is on the list itself on my unit there. So comes back as a Lilligone TDEC as the device.
Roger that. Is it hailing? I don't know. But I only have this one device, and historically it's only been able to see maybe one or two or maybe even five other nodes. And then about 6 days ago, that six, seven node list blew up to 35 nodes. And I was trying to figure out what happened. Maybe it had something to do with conditions or something. I just woke up one morning. I check it every day. And like once a day or twice a day maybe. I typically don't have new messages. I've sent messages out on the default channel, the long and fast channel, and I have had responses on there periodically. I don't know how it works if you can just send directly to another node.
You can send directly to another node. What you do is if you have a node that's out there that is active that you're getting a signal from, you can look at the signal strength on it. If you see if you have it, if you press on the station itself, press and hold on it, get to right into the node itself. If you press and hold when you are in the node, when you are on the you have contacts, nodes, mass channels, connections. If you're in the nodes, if you press on the station that you want to contact, a little like YDF1, you press and hold on that, there's a menu that pops up that says direct message. From there, you can click on direct message, and you can send a direct message from your node to that particular node, and you're not sending it out to everybody that way.
Roger that. What I have is a little handheld. I can't remember what it's called. It's like a Ranger. It's called the Spec 5 Ranger, maybe. And so when I pull up the node list and I press and hold on one of the nodes, it just goes straight to message that node. It doesn't give me any options. And then in the group channels, all I really see is long and fast, and then I've got a bunch of empty, I've got seven empty channels or group channels that I can program, but I haven't, I don't know how to program them yet. Two, I don't even know, like, what to program them to, you know what I mean?
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
All right, in your channel list, you will generally have the long fast. That's the default list that's in there for the channels itself. You can create channels that you want. It will have, once you create the channel, it will create a QR code, and if you want other people to join that channel, you can either have them scan that QR code with their phone, or they will also give you a URL. Send that URL to them and they can join your channel through the link. What I have for Saginaw, besides long and fast, I've created a Saginaw group and I gave it to several other people. That's one thing that I can do with you. So rather than sending long and fast, send it out to basically everybody that's within range. Saginaw one will only send out to people who are in Saginaw. So I send it out to people, you know, give them the URL, or they can buy QR code for that group. That gives them the encryption code that a lot I'll send some connects to that group, and then we can send it to just, you know, that 8, 10, 15, 20 people, whatever might be on the group. I mean, right? The other one is I have a Saginaw Aries group. This one I have set up for people who are in the emergency service group. So if we are out doing on a call for something, I can send messages just to people who are on the Aries team. And again, not out to all of Saginaw or not all out to the world. So you can create, you know, like a camping group if you go out camping sometime. And then you can give that link or have them scan your QR code and be on your camping group as such.
Roger that. Thank you so much for the explanation. Brain's starting to pick up a little bit more. But, okay, so I'm going to have to explore this some more. But, yeah, that's I wonder what the range is on this thing. Might be like 2 or 3 miles allegedly on paper. I don't know. Well, I'll check it out. I don't really know anybody else that also has a Meshtastic device, and I was just using it to try and kind of explore a little bit and see what's out there. I'll let you go for now. I appreciate you getting back to me, and we'll talk again. If you wouldn't mind sending me maybe an invite with for those groups or group or whatever, send it to my email at kfaedq@gmail.com. I'd much appreciate it. That would be cool. But we'll talk again. This is KFAEDQ, and I'll be clear and listening.
Okay, yeah, I can send the Saginaw group to you. That's, like I said, open to anybody in Saginaw County. There's about 10, 12 people in Saginaw that have Meshtastic devices. Mike, KD8MMH, has his. He's out in Carlton area. We have Fred that's in the township. We have Tom that's in the township. I've got to think who else. But there's about 10, 12 people that are around the area that have the Meshtastic. And range will depend. Again, these are very low power and they're line of sight. And like any other radio device, height is king. So the higher you get that antenna, the better performance you will get. So mine on average, if I go out to the west from my home station at 16 feet, I have a clear path that, so I get about a mile, mile and a half to the west and to the north of my station. To the west of me, I have some very large, or east of me, I have some very large trees. So in that case, I get about a quarter of a mile, maybe a half a mile in some instances, in that particular direction because the trees are blocking the signal. So unlike your 5-watt HT, these are very low power. They are line of sight, so the distance is not very long. That's why the mesh capability, the more people that you get to relay the signal, the better distance you're going to get. So, all right, I'll send that to you here. This is KC8YDF.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Special weather statement. Updated weather. Severe thunderstorm warning.
Attention all sky worn spotters, this is KC8YVF. Stand by for an update. National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Saginaw County. Severe thunderstorm warning for Saginaw County. 6:41 Eastern Daylight Time. Severe thunderstorm warning for southeast Saginaw County and southern southeast Michigan, northeast Shiawassee County and southwest Michigan, northern Genesee County. That's until 7:45 p.m. At 6:40, a severe thunderstorm was located near Montrose, or 7 miles north, and the Lothrop moving east at 30 miles an hour. Main hazard is 60 miles an hour wind gusts, which were radar indicated. Expect damage to roofs, sidings, and trees. The thunderstorm will be near Birch Run and Montrose at 6:45. Other locations impacted: Judville, Shiawassee National Wildlife National Refuge, Garfield, Foster, Burt, Gera, and Layton Corners. People attending downtown Montrose and Pyle Amphitheater should seek safety immediately. Repeating a severe thunderstorm warning for southern Saginaw County. This will affect the areas of Burt, possibly into Frankenmuth, Birch Run areas at this time until 7:45. This is KKYBF Saginaw County Skywarn. As a reminder, we are currently in condition yellow at this time since we are under a severe thunderstorm warning that restricts radio traffic to only severe weather reports by trained spotters. If you are a trained weather spotter in the last 2 years, you are able to report any severe conditions that meet the severe criteria by the National Weather Service. You can report it to myself, KC8YVF. We currently do not have a spotter net going at this time, but I will take reports from anyone in that area who is a trained spotter. This is KC8YVF, Saginaw County Skywarn.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Severe thunderstorm warning. Good evening, 1900 hours. 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Showers. 70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Rain. 70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. 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 Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.